This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various railway projects via video conferencing in a short while from now. In a key move to further boost connectivity in the region, Prime Minister will inaugurate the new Jammu Railway Division. He will also inaugurate the Charlapalli new terminal station in Telangana and lay the foundation stone of Raigada Railway Division building of East Coast Railway. Our correspondent reports, the creation of the Jammu Railway Division will significantly benefit Jammu and Kashmir and surrounding regions, fulfilling the long-pending aspiration of the people. Speaking to reporters, Union Minister Jitendra Singh said, it is a matter of pride and joy that Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate a new Jammu Railway Division.
सबके लिए बड़ी गर्व और हर्ष की बात है. प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने हमारा आवेदन स्वीकार करते हुए जम्मू को एक अलग से रेलवे डिवीजन के तौर पर नए साल का तोहफा देने का निर्णय लिया है और जिसकी बहुत समय से मांग भी थी और आवश्यकता भी थी. अब इतना फैलाव हो गया रेलगाड़ी का कि कामकाज में भी वृद्धि हुई है, प्रशासनिक तरीके से भी, तकनीकी ढंग से भी, और इसकी एक आवश्यकता भी थी.
Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the 8th pre-budget consultation with the stakeholders and representatives from the trade unions in New Delhi today. The meeting was held ahead of the presentation of the Union Budget 2025-26. Delhi health authorities have issued an advisory to ensure the preparedness of potential health challenges related to the human metapneumovirus HMPV. And other respiratory viruses. The hospitals have been instructed to promptly report influenza-like illness and severe acute respiratory infection cases through the Integrated Health Information Platform portal. Strict isolation protocols and the use of universal precautions for suspected cases have also been made mandatory. Hospitals were further directed to ensure the availability of paracetamol, antihistamines, bronchodilators and cough syrups for treating mild cases along with oxygen. The recommendations came following the increased respiratory illnesses in China. Amid rising concerns over the outbreak in China, two cases of HMPV have been detected in Karnataka. According to the Health and Family Welfare Ministry, the Indian Council of Medical Research has detected two cases of human metapneumovirus. Union Health Ministry is monitoring the situation with all their available surveillance channels. Karnataka Health and Family Welfare Minister Dinesh Gundurao has called a meeting of his department officials to discuss the developments. In Bihar, Jan Swaraj Party leader Prashant Kishore was taken into custody in Patna today over the BPSC row. In an early morning crackdown against Kishore and his supporters, police evicted him forcefully from the venue at Gandhi statue at Gandhi Maidan in Patna. Prashant Kishore was sitting on an indefinite hunger strike demanding cancellation of the 70th State Civil Services Preliminary Test organized by Bihar Public Service Commission on the 13th of December 2024 following allegations of paper leak. In our bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak, we will bring a discussion on staying safe during winter at 9:30 tonight. Scientist, India Meteorological Department, Dr. R.K. Jainamani, and former HOD Medicine Department, AIIMS Delhi, Dr. S.K. Sharma, will join us in the studio. Listeners can ask the experts questions about weather patterns, do's and don'ts for staying safe during the winter season, and other related questions. You can call on telephone number 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444. You can also send your queries on WhatsApp number 928-909-4044 or post your questions on X with the hashtag AskAIR. Cold wave conditions continue to sweep North India. The Met Department has forecast minimum temperatures in Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan and Muzaffarabad are likely to witness a gradual fall of 4 to 5 degrees Celsius in the coming 4 or 5 days. Heavy rain accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning in isolated parts of Himachal Pradesh has also been predicted today. Dense fog conditions are likely to prevail in northern states and the northeastern regions for the next 2 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.